This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The FBI, the Red Cross, and City and County Fire are doing an amazing job. This is not an easy task to undertake, but their process is efficient. And even though we have been talking about the numbers of people who attended the concert and the number of victims injured or killed, you really don't understand the magnitude until you see the rows and tables of personal belongings that are left behind as the people fled the venue.
So very, very sad. Vegas, just a week and a day ago. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And boy, the Sheriff Lombardo really nails it there. It's the truth. You want to know what that's like? You look for the belongings. I can remember after 9/11, when I lived in New Jersey in the New York area and was broadcasting on the air, the one thing that really stuck with me was exactly that. Seems so silly and innocuous, but really, really drives home the point of, oh, these are dead people, or these are people who fled the scene and hopefully they're surviving, but they're in a hospital bed somewhere. Some have gotten out. Some are still, again, trying to recover from the wounds from a crazy mad gunman who decided he was going to take the lives of all those people that died, and of course the others who were also shot down in the melee. This is part of what the country is grappling with, trying to piece together whatever we can about the situation, what happened, what could we possibly glean from this man's life. And the answers aren't necessarily there. Loner, vampire-ish kind of guy, because he slept during the day because he was gambling all night long, and especially closer to this happening. One thing I will give, I'll tell you, Vegas credit for is, first of all, the way they responded, but also the fact in light of the aftermath, they're trying to recognize the victims. I say this all the time. It's like I don't want to use the word glorify, but we talk so much about the perpetrator, the murderer, the murderers, or are there other people, all that kind of stuff. But then too often, you don't even know anything about the myriad of victims. And in Vegas, they're flashing stories about them. They're telling their stories. And for the people who were left behind, maybe there's a little something in it for them, that the world doesn't just know them as another dead body in a horrible, horrible massacre that happened. The other thing that is the buzz in the backyard is these fires in California and in the north, taking lives there too, in the north and in the south, but especially in the north, in the wine country, terrible fires. And once that wind gets whipping around, as somebody who used to live in Cali, it is, people used to always talk about the Santa Ana winds, and I'd be like, okay, whatever. What are Santa Ana winds? You know how that is. You all know this when you grow up somewhere and then you move to other areas, and there's always what I call those colloquialisms and things that people say, the shorthand that you don't really understand. And I'd think, it gets a little windy here once in a while. Oh, no. No, my friends. I really got a glimpse up close and personal what Santa Ana winds are like, and then how quickly those fires jump and people can get caught right in the middle of that. I mean, they're saying that more than 100 people have been hospitalized in the hospitals near California's wine country, so like Sonoma, etc. And you just see the fires and the thick, thick smoke. And it really, you know, firefighters are coming in from all over the place. All right, right at the top of the show, let's go to our pal Izzy, who's listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Izzy, you get the first crack at whatever you want. Hello.
What, 30 seconds now?
No, you've got at least 5 minutes.
Okay, first off, the Pence issue with the $200,000, have we forgotten that the Obamas went to Martha's Vineyard in three planes. Michelle went in one, he went in another, and the damn dog went in the third one.
True. That's a true story.
Okay. Now we go to the NFL people. We need to go back to the days of Merlin Olsen. Seriously. And I was reading today about the union threats. Go for it. You know what? There's a whole lot of players waiting, just hoping for a chance to play. And all this bull crap with this is sending a message. No, it's outright racism by the blacks. And if you don't believe me, go back and study Stokely Carmichael, Jesse Jackson, when he declared that blacks were African Americans, despite the fact that Africa is a continent of sovereign countries. You know, I'm sick of it. I am sick of this racism. I'm sick of the social justice warriors, Antifa, BLM, and all the rest. Oh, and by the way, it was also posted that evidently some of the players are sending money to George Soros. Aren't they just Americans? I mean, seriously.
Yeah,
come
and
on,
we don't
people.
Like that. You're right about George Soros. If there's anything connected to Soros, I mean, you can talk all you want about whoever you want to line up as the bad guys on the right, but he is, without a doubt, the deep-pocketed bad guy on the left.
Well, these guys need to get over it. I'm sorry. If you kneel and then you're going to put your fist up in the air or you're going to lock arms, that's crap. That's just absolute crap. And you ask the why question of why is all this stuff happening? In a word, Obama. If you think back at the beginning of his presidency and 8 years forward, we didn't have any of this before his presidency. We did not have all this. I mean, for God's sake, university students are protesting exams. It's unfair to take an exam now. Okay, Dr. Seuss is racist. Seriously. Does this make sense?
No, I think that's the problem. It's what I said about the PC-ness has gone in such a bizarre direction. It's insane. It's really, some of it is insane. I don't get it.
People are making money, though, by doing this. And some have admitted it, and Soros has admitted it. So if you want to grow up and be a dipwad, I can't say the word I really want, then go for it. And if these little football players want to walk off the field, fine by me. I guarantee you when your contract is up, your history. And I'm going to say it because it needs to be said. Football is basically dominated by black players now, and we need to go back to having some white players and stop this racial nonsense. There are a lot of good black people in this country, a lot of good black people, and they're getting the raw end of the stick because of these overpaid fools. And lastly,
right.
Read the book of Revelation. There's where you have it, and my prayers go out to those firefighters. Oh, my God, I can't imagine. And to the
I can't
people
either.
In those fires. Okay,
I can't either. All right, so Izzy says there's a lot of good black people in this country, but it's not right what's happening with the protests, and it's being manipulated. What do you think?
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
I've known Harvey Weinstein for a long time. I'm not at all surprised to see it. That's locker room, yeah.
All right, so that's President Donald Trump. He was asked about Harvey Weinstein, and, of course, he was the studio head. Well, I shouldn't say studio head. He produced a lot of pictures. The Weinstein brothers being incredibly powerful in Hollywood. But now what's come out is all this abuse of power and really just unbelievable, ridiculous, outrageous, whatever you want to call it, nonsense coming out of Weinstein as far as harassment, etc., of women over the top. But hey, you know, Hollywood, and then grappling with the stars who initially said nothing because he's that powerful, put that much money into that many films, and then some of the bigger names coming back and saying that they didn't, that didn't happen to them, that that wasn't what happened, etc. So, you know, you had one woman speaking out about the fact she was a reporter and saying that, you know, that she was trapped by him as he was engaging in a sexual act. So now what's happened is these accusations, and you hear what the president said. I'm not surprised because of what he knew and he had heard, although then he was asked, is this, what about you? You're saying you're not surprised, but what about your behavior? And he said, well, that's locker room. What happened with me over a year ago when people were playing the video from Billy Bush is what he was asked about. But this reporter is among a list of accusers who are coming forward saying, since the New York Times published a report detailing all these allegations of this movie mogul sexually harassing women from actresses to secretaries to script readers even, that in the end, Weinstein was fired Sunday night from the company. He co-founded this deal with his brother back in 2005. But this scandal is so big and has gotten so crazy that that's exactly what happened. and the, you know, just how big it's gone is, you know, is just is crazy. So you have Meryl Streep condemning the allegations, saying it's wrong and all that, and bravo for the women that step forward. And that's pretty much where it lies. He's out of the studio, and it's back to, you know, other actresses, et cetera, being asked about it. And that's just one of the many, I think this is one of the many controversies that have nothing to do with politics that are brewing elsewhere across the country. And really, again, what is it? It's an abuse of power. That's what that is. We know it, and that's the deal. And especially when you have the power and the person that is around you doesn't have the power, then it leads to bad guys doing bad things. And he is the bad guy doing bad things because he has the power. So it is a massive, massive drama. And he pleaded with a bunch of people for support, but he didn't get that support. And it's interesting, too, because now there's, like, name-calling with other stars. So, you know, it's like Matt Damon called, you know, Matt Damon was called a spineless profiteer who stays silent by Harvey Weinstein, Weinstein's victim, Rose McGowan, said that. And, you know, other accusations about men in Hollywood killing stories, etc. And I think this is one of those investigations that's just going to keep getting down and dirty. There's going to be more dirt that's unearthed and probably put out there than you can shake a stick at, because now there are enough people that are coming forward with it, and there are enough allegations that they can clearly nail. I mean, that's why, obviously, they pushed him out of the studio, because they couldn't risk dealing with that again. Over the weekend, there were a bunch of movies that came out. And, you know, we do our cheap movie reviews. And I had a couple of people ask me. I had Bert, and I also had Max ask me if I had gone to Blade Runner 2049. I did not go to Blade Runner 2049, although the other side, who's coming on tomorrow, Paul, wants to go see it. So if he really, really wants to go see it, I will. It's just one of those things where he watches those kinds of movies and I don't. But I will go see it. If it's good, it's good. If it's not, that's what you do when you're a couple, right? You compromise. So I can't give you a review of it at this point. It didn't have the highest opening weekend. It didn't. It had $32.7 million that it raked in, but they were hoping for a $45 to $50 million. I think people don't want to go to the movies. I don't know about the rest of you. I think if you see a movie you really, really like, it's special, you wait, and you want to go see it, you go see it. Otherwise, we live in the world of streaming, and you can stream so much, you can just wait. If you can wait, you can just wait and stream the movie. So you don't have to pay whatever you have to pay to go to an opening weekend. I think that's part of what it is. Or people are preoccupied with other things, and they don't like what's at the movies. There's anything that's drawing them in. It could be just a combination of a lot of different elements that are not leading to people deciding they want to go catch a movie. Some of it's the price. If you have a big family and it's a Disney movie, it could be really cool, but you could stream that for nothing and make the popcorn at home and every once in a while take the kids to a movie. But if it's going to be $150, $120 to go to the movies, that's a lot of do-re-mi to spend, right? Movies used to be a lot cheaper. And now they have these luxury theaters, in one way good. I know we talked to one of the heads of Cinemark about the luxury lounges and all of that, and it's kind of cool. But it's kind of expensive, too, to reserve the seat, especially if it's a popular movie. You know, you get my drift here. Where you could just go and cherry pick any movie you want to watch and and just watch it at the comfort of your own, in the comfort of your own home. And I think that's really what they're competing with. And the things that sell, action, children's movies, adult, teenage movies are sellable movies. And those are some of your big ones. And then just something else that it becomes the buzz in the land and everybody talks about it. And it gets even the most hardened person out who doesn't want to go to the movies, they decide they want to go and see it. But there's been a drop-off over the last couple of years in people wanting to go to the movies. And I think desperately, of course, if you own a movie house, you want people in the doors. Over there, they are coming up with clever ways to get more people to come to the movie theater for other things, showing old movies, classic movies, showing opera behind the scenes, the Met, showing big events, so you can see it on a giant screen with great sound, including some concerts, and that seems to be what, you know, anyway. The oddest things, and I don't know if you've ever experienced this, the oddest things sometimes tumble out of 18-wheelers when they're in a crash. We've seen all kinds of things from eggs to orange juice to you name it. And I saw this thing out of Baton Rouge as I was in Louisiana. I just saw this story, but I was in Louisiana last week. An 18-wheeler that was carrying potatoes was overturned and caught fire. Sadly, one person was killed in it, but there, all the picture showed was thousands of potatoes scattered across the road, and then people just trying to pick up the potatoes because it almost looked like a potato farm overturned. It was just potatoes everywhere you could see. So they closed off the road, which was the good news. Sad news that somebody died, obviously, in this accident. But the most peculiar things, and of course it makes sense because whatever they're hauling is what it is. Whatever they happen to be hauling at the time, and in the case of an accident, that's what's going to get splayed across the roadway. And I've been there. I was behind somebody once that had mattresses, and boy, did I just miss those mattresses. It was a couple of them that slid off to the right and then slid off to the left. And this was a mattress company, the way they were hauling it. I thought, boy, that hits the wrong car. Lawsuit, lawsuit, lawsuit. And I narrowly missed that flying mattress. Nutty. Coming up next, Forbes Books at Bedtime. Hang with us.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Greg, really excited to be joined by Ethan Vesely. Presenso is his company. And wait till you hear this, Greg. You ready for this? It's an emerging Israeli startup with a solution for big data machine learning to prevent factory machine breakdown. So you can imagine how important this could be to a lot of people. I think it's very intriguing. The company, and this is what I also am interested in, has raised significant VC funding, and it's part of Microsoft's Startup Accelerator. So the CEO, Ethan Vesely, joins us now. And Ethan, thanks so much for spending some time with us. And I have a really simple question, but what is Presenso?
Oh, so you kind of touched it. We are bringing the entire hype of predictive analytics and artificial intelligence into, I would say, the rather a bit lagging industrial domain. So our solution, which is entirely cloud-based and unsupervised machine learning-based solution, it interfaces and reads machine-generated data, as in temperature measurements, pressure measurements, voltages, all the other measurements that are constantly measured as part of the process, in order to enable predictive maintenance. Namely, we can tell when a machine is about to fail, long before traditional monitoring systems can.
So what you're saying is that you're now in a position with the company Presenso to have machines monitoring machines, and that they're better at it than us as humans.
Exactly. Yeah. You put it right. You put it the right way.
And so how does that work? If I'm a human in a factory, and I've spent a little time in factories, I can walk around, I can check meters and valves and things like that. I don't think you're describing robots walking around doing the same thing that humans used to do, so there must be something new here. Can you paint a picture for us of it?
Yeah, definitely. As you just described it, you know, replacing these people or technicians, which once in a while, usually it's once a week or once a month, go and check up on the equipment and how it behaves, we are taking all this sensor data in real time and using the advanced analytic capabilities that we have developed in order to constantly monitor 24/7 and with a resolution of detecting events that the human eye cannot even detect. For example, imagine that a human operator investing a failure in a machine now needs to correlate between 200 or 300 sensors in an effort to find some kind of root cause or at least a suspected event that could have led to the failure. So our solution takes all the data, could be hundreds, thousands, and tens of thousands of sensors in a facility, and 24/7 monitors them for any abnormal sensor measurement. And after finding and extracting these abnormal sensor measurements, we also move forward and find and search and find for correlations or relationship between such anomalies detected. So eventually we're able to provide our customers or the facility technicians with what I like to call an X-ray image of what's going on in their machines.
Wow, that has to be incredibly valuable, I would think, and a big money saver for a lot of different companies. And what kind of companies are we talking about, Ethan?
Yeah, so at first we're targeting mainly, and this is where we're more active today, energy producers. You know, a downtime, one single day of an average-sized power-generating turbine is estimated at roughly $200,000 to $300,000 a day. So we're targeting these process industries which operate large machinery. They generate a lot of data. Downtime is very painful, and they lack the basic ability to analyze all the data that they generate.
We're talking with Ethan Veasley. He's the CEO of an Israeli company called Presenso. And Ethan, you're describing the scenario where I think you're saying instead of having humans checking valves and meters and things like that, you can actually input an almost unlimited number of sensors in places around a factory and gather all of that data in real time. But ironically, how I discovered you was I saw a blog post that you wrote a few months ago called "Is Big Data the Frenemy?" Not the friend, not the enemy, but the frenemy of the factory owner. So it sounds like you actually have kind of a love-hate relationship with all this data.
We have a love relationship with all the data. The customers or the traditional industrial facilities today, they might have some kind of love-hate relationship with the data. What happens today is, you know, industrial IoT is emerging and people understand and they go and retrofit multiple sensors. And I just got off the phone with a huge industrial potential customer who is, he told me, I went out, put hundreds of sensors, new sensors, because I need to be taking part in this industrial revolution. So I have the data now. What do I do with it? And this is where we come in. This is, the clear example of the love-hate relationship with big data today.
Yeah, and what do you see as the future of big data, having said that, especially when we're talking about the industrial settings that you just painted the picture for us of the companies you work with?
Okay, so and I'm just returning from a week in Germany in one of the largest Industry 4.0 trade shows that took place in Hanover 2 weeks ago. And this is undoubtedly a revolution that is already ongoing today. And as time will move forward, it will probably increase. And whoever wants to keep up his competitive edge has to board these Industry 4.0 or Industrial IoT platforms. It's led by the giants. You know, I'm talking about GE and Siemens and ABB and other giant players which are leading it. And I can see how people today are seeking Industry 4.0 solution without even completely understanding what is the meaning of it. But they know they have to do it. And this is happening today.
Well, and in fact, you know, in one of your blog posts, you made this great analogy that I think is worth sharing with our listeners. You wrote, "A client once told me that big data is like an exclusive gym membership. Just because you've paid for it doesn't mean you will ever use it." And then you sum it up as, you know, buying into this without really understanding and committing to using it is similar to visiting the gym after your first heart attack. You've got to understand what you're doing and get the timing right. Is that right?
Yes, definitely. And this is what we're doing today and trying to complete or to enable these onboarding customers to use their gym on weekly or daily on continuous basis. They generate the data, we analyze it for them and give them back all the operational insights, which later on translates to additional revenue.
So what are, as you look at this on a daily basis, and this is your baby and it's going in, it sounds like, some incredible directions, what are the pitfalls? What are the setbacks that you sometimes have that you just move past and have to figure out and overcome?
Okay, so I would say that the main one is data security concerns. You know, one of the hurdles that these facilities or manufacturers who wish to board Industry 4.0 have to cross is that their consent to share data with cloud and external networks. And this is something, again, that it hasn't stopped us until now, but it is a concern that we have to overcome in each and every new discussion with a customer.
Are you finding that in your industry, collaboration is more necessary than might have existed in previous business scenarios because of the creation of all this data and these security concerns?
Yes, it happens. It happens because there are a lot of layers, and collaboration is very, very important. Some companies provide solutions to extract the data from the machine. Other are deploying new sensors that generate more data. Other layers are providing the industrial automation or SCADA system that takes all the data from all the sensors to control the process. And it's very, very, layered industry. And by partnering with industrial automation infrastructure providers, by partnering with data management and BI solution providers, by partnering with OEMs and ONMs, operation maintenance and home equipment manufacturers. So this is something that we work and do on a regular basis in order to better position ourselves and better get more prepared and more fit to the market.
We're talking with Ethan Veasley. He's the CEO of the Israeli company Percenso. And Ethan, our last question for you, and we've got to wrap this up.
Yeah.
So real quickly, given all the things you're talking about, and since we're doing this interview on a radio feature called Forbes Books at Bedtime, what keeps you up at night?
Good question. What keeps me up at night is the success of the business today, you know. Actually, most of the good thoughts, good ideas, and sometimes the answers to open questions come when I'm in bed trying to fall asleep.
Well, that's why you put that tablet by your bed. Ethan, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. Thanks.
Sure. Take care. Thank you for the time.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Well, we've been talking a lot here on America Tonight, folks. You know this. Are we going to see some kind of brokered convention? What's going to happen in Michigan? As we know, this is D-Day and the back and forth of Trump and Cruz, and then there's Rubio. It's a wild circus, but where does it all end up? Herb London is with us. He is the president of the London Center for Policy Research. And Dr. London, you know, this is a question we talk about a lot on America Tonight because everybody wants to forecast what's going to happen and, will we have a brokered convention? So there's the first question. Explain the brokered convention, and do you think we'll really have one?
Well, it's a distinct possibility. Let me just say that it's plausible, although I still think unlikely. What happens, of course, in Michigan, what happens in Ohio and Florida could be critical. If Rubio manages to pull out a victory in Florida, even though he is running as an underdog at the moment, then things do change a little. If Cruz maintains a very close, is rather close to Donald Trump going into the convention, but neither have the 1,237 votes required to secure that nomination, that too is going to be put into the calculus. So I think there are a lot of imponderables, but there is certainly the possibility that this could be a brokered convention. It would be a wild scene, and it's not going to come out well.
What happens if, you certainly get the feeling that the establishment Republicans really don't want Trump, but if it's Trump, they have no choice, right, rather than to embrace him?
Well, if Trump gets to 1237, there is no question that he has got the nomination. And no matter what the leadership in the party thinks, and obviously there's a lot of anti-Trump sentiment, he's going to be the nominee of the party. The problem, however, is that getting the 1237 is going to be far more complicated than even the Trump people think. There are other primaries. There are winner-take-all primaries. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, Kasich wins in Ohio, Rubio wins in Florida, and Trump wins in Michigan. Now the race looks a little different, not quite the same. Keep in mind that the distance between Trump and Cruz at the moment is only 90 delegates, only 90 delegates. You need 1237 to be the nominee of the party. So it's not as if Trump's got this locked up, not by a long shot. And the anti-Trump sentiment is obviously working very hard. Some of that is you call the establishment, but not all of it is the establishment. I am certainly very angry at the Republican Party. Angry because the Republicans gained control of the House and the Senate, and then you look at the last budget bill, and they gave Obama everything he wanted, including an additional $1 trillion to the national debt. I'm appalled and angry at the party, but I'm not a Trump supporter. So to suggest that everyone who is opposed to Trump is part of an establishment is, I think, something of an overreaction. There are many people who do not believe that Trump is qualified to be president of the United States. He doesn't have the requisite background. He doesn't have the temperament. He's vulgar. I mean, there are things that go into this candidacy that I do not think Trump possesses. That's my view. But again, whether it's my view or not, if Trump garners the 1237, I, as a Republican, will support him. But again, whether he can reach 1237 is not at all clear at this moment.
Yeah, it's interesting. And I agree with you, by the way, about whether he has what's necessary to be the president, etc. Absolutely, no question about it. I think that's the other part of this story. It does show you something of what is out there and what's pervasive in our society, I think. What do you read into that Trump gained this almost immediate popularity?
Well, I think that a lot of it is the fact that he is a national personality. In the case of most people who run for president, you've got to spend a lot of money buying name recognition. Donald Trump didn't have to spend a dime doing that. He is a personality. He is something of a television star. He is someone who is well known. He has promoted himself brilliantly. He is something of an expert on branding. I don't think there's very much there. I don't think he's a successful businessman, and I don't think he's a particularly successful politician, but he is successful at branding himself. And in that sense, he has a distinct advantage. The other part of it is people have been looking for someone who I think represents the anger that they feel about what is happening in the United States. The difficulties that we faced in America over the last 8 years under Obama's stewardship have coalesced around a figure, around an instrument who is simply giving a giant finger to the establishment and the Republican and Democratic Party, saying, I'm tired of politics as usual. And that is what Donald Trump represents. People don't listen to the things that he says. They think of him as a symbol. And as a symbol, he represents everything that people are dissatisfied with a politics in Washington as usual. And in that sense, he has a distinct advantage.
We're speaking with Herb London. He's the president of the London Center for Policy Research. Looking at the others, looking at Cruz, you mentioned Rubio in Florida, of course, and all that maneuvering. Of those two, who do you think has the better chance to be there at the end if it's not Trump?
Well, again, I don't have a horse in this race, so yeah. I'm not here to promote a candidate.
Yeah.
All I can tell you is that it's going to be a lot closer than people anticipate. If you actually look at the number of representatives, notwithstanding the fact that Trump has been far more successful in winning the primaries, but if you look at the fact that these were proportional representation, and so you get a proportional vote, the consequence of that has been that the distance between Trump and Cruz is not very great at the moment. And then if you look at the fact that the races coming up are winner-take-all in Ohio and Florida, if, in fact, Rubio gets the 90-plus votes in Florida and Kasich gets the 66 votes in Ohio, they both have a claim. Now, how legitimate is that claim? It's very hard to say. But keep in mind, we may be talking about multiple ballots. So in the first ballot, even if they're not successful, there may be a second, a third, and a fourth ballot, in which case you start seeing deals being made, in which case it's difficult to know how things actually unfold. And it may very well be that Donald Trump ends up with, I don't know, a cabinet position, or maybe even a vice presidency rather than the presidency. You do not know what will actually happen at a convention. And if you look at the history of conventions, it is very clear that people sometimes come from virtual obscurity and end up with the nomination. John Garfield, for example, no one would have anticipated that he would get the nomination for the Republican Party, and yet he did. Again, you know, it's very, very difficult to know if you have a brokered convention, because you will have the party that's split. The reason why I said, however, this will not come out well is because the Trump people are going to be very angry if he doesn't get it. They'll bolt from the Republican Party. Will they start a third party? Hard to know. Donald Trump's assertions to the contrary, you have to realize almost everything that he says is like pie crust. It's going to break very easily. So you don't know whether, in fact, he will actually live up to that claim. And then the other part of it, Trump wins. If Trump wins, I can assure you, a very significant portion of the Republican Party is going to say, this is not for us. We're going to step aside. We're not going to vote at all. We can't vote for Pinocchio, and we're not going to vote for Joseph Stalin, so we're not voting. That is going to hurt the Republican Party dramatically. So again, either way, it does not work out well for the Republicans. And that's very, very unfortunate, because this is yet another opportunity for the Republican Party that will be blown by the party. And I, again, from the standpoint of looking at this from a historical perspective, this is very sad indeed.
Yeah, so the Democrats must be, based on everything you're saying, and you're right, they must be licking their chops, in a sense, behind the scenes watching this.
Oh, no question. However, they've got their own problem. Because if Mr. Comey, James Comey of the FBI, comes out with a report indicating that there really is criminal behavior that Hillary Clinton has engaged in, which seems to be the case, I might add, and even if there isn't an indictment, but just a report that comes out from the FBI, that report appears in the Washington Post, in the New York Times, in the LA Times, I can assure you that she's going to be flushed out of this campaign. The Democrats are not going to give this nomination to Bernie Sanders. You can't imagine that someone who believes that the means of production should be controlled by government should be the next president of the United States. So that's not going to happen. So in the wings is someone who's going to be described as a savior of the Democratic Party. His name is Joe Biden. Biden will, in a brokered Democratic convention, end up as the nominee of the party, probably running with Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts.
Wow, that's interesting, too. And, of course, that has absolutely been suggested by others. Do you think we're going to have a record turnout this time around because of a lot of things that we just talked about?
Well, I think that you will have a record turnout on the Republican side, where in the primaries, the number of people who have gravitated to the primary has been astonishing, absolutely astonishing. The increase is on the order of 30, 40, 50% in some states is quite remarkable. A lot of that is due to Trump, for which he deserves some credit. So I think that that's very important. The Democrats have had a lagging turnout, in part because Hillary doesn't muster the same kind of enthusiasm as her husband. And Bernie Sanders, as I indicated before, has his following among hardcore young socialists in the United States, who obviously didn't learn any historical lessons from the 20th century. So, again, the Democratic Party is in an odd position at the moment. If, in fact, the Republicans fail, they will fail because they've imploded, not because the Democrats have been more successful than the Republican Party.
Yeah, interesting. All right, it's been a great conversation. Herb London, again, go to London Center for Policy Research. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.